The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is Wednesday, January 29th, 2020. I am Ira Silver, and I am joined alongside the guru, Devin Ellington. Devin, what's going on, buddy?
You know, just taking it easy. Seems like the snow is perpetual and never-ending in Kansas City. We are getting more. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I actually got to catch a flight here shortly, so we're not going to have too much time to chat on the podcast this morning because I really running a little bit behind here, and I still got to pack and catching a flight to Miami for Super Bowl weekend.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice and warm, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So without further ado, let's just jump right in and get going here. So, you know, everyone knows we are a HoopBall presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Go to the website, check us out. Tons of great content. And, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, MyBookie.ag. MyBookie has got everything. They've got Premier League, NBA, NHL, NFL. I mean, if you want to put a wager on the Super Bowl this weekend, they got everything, props, you name it. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. And you can even take the bets that Devin and I give you today on the podcast and pull them together for an even bigger payout. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you have to do is use our promo code today. That's today, T-O-D-A-Y, to activate the offer. Once again, the promo code is today, T-O-D-A-Y, to get your extra cash from MyBookie. And remember, Hoopballers, make sure you use the promo code so that we can all grow together. And, you know, even if you have another online sports book, it never hurts to have a couple hundred bucks laying around in another one just in case MyBookie has a better line for you. Shop around because that's how you win and that's how you get paid. So let's jump right into the slate today, Devin. What do we got on tap for Wednesday?
All right. So the very first game, we got the Bulls taking on the Pacers. Spread right now is -9 to Indiana and 214.5 for the over-under. As we all know, Victor Oladipo is making his return tonight. Miles Turner's out with questionable with an illness. Malcolm Brogdon is questionable with his concussion symptoms. So this, you know, to be short and brief on this one, the only thing I'm considering as far as a lean or a side, I like the first half under. Both teams typically perform under the posted spread or posted total for the first half. Indiana's getting a star back in Oladipo, but they're down two other big guys. Chicago's decent against the spread, and this one just has stay away for me written all over it. Just might want to sit back and enjoy Oladipo's return.
Yeah, this is a game where I have no opinion on it. I just think the line's too high in the Pacers' side. It might be a spot you want to live bet the Bulls if the Pacers can go up early, but I'm not going to bet anything pre-flop on this game, and especially after yesterday's poor performance by me on my picks. I'm going to try to, you know, pump the brakes a little bit, even though we started off the week pretty hot on Monday. Yesterday, we came back to reality. So, going to pump the brakes on this one. Not really going to give out a play on this. And let's move on to the Detroit Pistons at the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn, first game on ESPN. Spencer Dinwiddie, as we all know, big fan. A lot of love for Kobe. Changes his jersey from number 8 to number 26. Playing the Pistons, plus 6.5 on the road in Brooklyn. Over under is 226.5. Devin, any injury news to report here?
Let's see. Derrick Rose is probable. Andre Drummond is questionable. Tony Snell was upgraded to probable. And Sekou Demboya is now questionable also. And for Brooklyn, DeAndre Jordan, he's been upgraded to probable with his finger injury. And Kyrie Irving will probably be making his return after his grievance of dealing with the death of Kobe Bryant. They were very close, as we all know. So a lot of guys coming back in the game here for both teams. I think that's probably going to shy me away. I haven't had really any luck with betting on or against Brooklyn or for Detroit this year. So both teams have burned me pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and not pick this one up at all.
Yeah, this is a game I kind of lean Pistons here. Pistons plus 6.5 just because, you know, Kyrie coming back to the lineup makes me that much less of a fan of the Nets side in this one. Drummond should play. If he does play, I would suggest grabbing the 6.5 early. I think that line will move down throughout the day. So, yeah, I'm going to go Drummond. I'm going to go Pistons, Drummond, plus 6.5 on the road in Brooklyn. No thoughts on the over-under for me.
Sure. Yeah, so moving on, we've got Memphis taking on the Knicks in Madison Square Garden. Memphis is favored by 2.5, and the over-under right now is at 223. Memphis is just playing really good lately. 9-3 against the spread in their last 12. I'm seeing here that Jay Crowder and DeAnthony Melton are both questionable for Memphis. And RJ Barrett's still out indefinitely for New York, so nothing really new to report. Memphis is just a shade over 500 against the spread as an away team at 10-9-1. But they are 25-21-1 against the spread in total on the season. And it is the Knicks we're talking about. I like Memphis getting the job done and covering by that 2.5.
This is a game I actually played already. I played Memphis -2 early this morning before we started recording. So, yeah, this is a play for me. I got two plays on the day. This is one of the plays, Memphis -2, 2.5, so it should be fine. Should be fine. But I'm a little wary of it. Maybe buy it to 2 -120, but, you know, I always hate giving out a worse number than I got. So, yeah, Memphis -2.5. I think let's roll with the -2.5.
They're rolling right now, so we might as well roll with them.
Exactly. And New York Knicks are not rolling.
Not at all, no. Utah Jazz taking on the Spurs. Western Conference matchup here. Utah's favored by 5. Total is set at 221. Utah's healthy. San Antonio looks like that they're going to be down LaMarcus Aldridge with a thumb injury. Utah's just – speaking of rolling, I mean, these guys are they're just putting everybody to shame right now. 13-3-1 in their last 17 against the spread. This team is just performing really well right now. It's hard not to back them. 5 points doesn't seem like that much to me, especially when you have a defensive unit like you do in Utah. And then plus being out, LaMarcus Aldridge is kind of big. I'm going to go ahead and lay the 5 points with Utah. I see them winning by upwards of 10. So I'm not sure if you have a different side of view on this or not.
Yeah, no real opinion here on this game. If I had to lean anyway, it would probably be I really don't have a strong opinion. I'm not going to give out a play on this one. There's no value here for me personally. I think 5 is a little too much on the road in San Antonio. Is LaMarcus Aldridge for sure out?
That's what I was reading, yeah.
Right.
So he was downgraded to out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really love either side, so this is a pass game for me on this one. And Devin, before we jump into the last two games of the night here, just want to give another shout-out to our sponsors at MyBookie.ag. Make sure you go to MyBookie.ag. They got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. Pool together the bets that Devin and I give out on the podcast, pull them together for an even bigger payout through a parlay. All you got to do is visit mybookie.ag and use the promo code TODAY. That's TODAY as in T-O-D-A-Y. They'll match your deposit all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Again, all you got to do is use the promo code TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y, to activate the offer. Let's bet, win, and get paid. All right, Devin, let's jump to the last two games of the night here.
So we got Houston taking on Portland. Houston is a two-point favorite on the road. Over-under right now is 237. Keep in mind, some big names to watch for to make sure that they play or not is going to be James Harden, who's questionable with his thigh injury, and Clint Capella with a heel contusion is also questionable. So I would definitely keep both eyes on that to see if they play. Those guys would obviously sway the lines. Both teams, you know, they have the makings of having some offensive firepower, but 237, you know, that's a lot of points. And as we've seen on the year, Houston is actually an under team, 20-25-1. You know, I think this is probably going to be a stay-away game for me. I don't see any metrics, numbers, stats, trends, or anything either side for either side that's really given me a whole bunch of confidence. Portland is in their last 8-1-7 against the spread, and 1-4 in total against the spread in their last five games. But Houston's just 2-4 against the spread in their last six against Portland, and 2-6 in their last eight on the road. So very much so conflicting sides as far as the numbers and trends go. They don't really mesh or match up or give me something to be comfortable about.
Yeah, for me here in this situation, this is the second play of the day for me here. I'm going to lay the 2 points with Houston. I think Harden will return. This is my guess. So I'm going to try and jump on the number early, take two. Harden plays, the number's going to move. So I'm jumping on, I already bet it, Houston Rockets -2 on the road in Portland. Doubleheader on ESPN, last game of the night.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we have Oklahoma City taking on Sacramento. Sacramento is hosting the Thunder, and right now the Thunder are -3 on the spread, and 221.5 set for the over-under. Looks like Chris Paul was upgraded to probable, so he will be in there. He took a game off after the death of Kobe Bryant also. The Kings are still obviously going to be without Rashawn Holmes and Marvin Bagley. Oklahoma City, still the best spread team in the NBA, if my memory serves me right. 5-1 in their last six. And as far as in a way against the spread team, they're 18-5. And I like the Thunder to cover this spread here, but I also like the first half under. Both of these teams are significant unders. Sacramento, 16-30 to the under. Oklahoma City, 19-29. As far as Sacramento's home unders, they are 8-13 to the under, averaging, you know, right around 105.24 points combined for a half. And then Oklahoma City's 9-14 on the road to the under. And as well, they are at that 105 combined score at the half. So I like the first half under. I think it's at 113 right now. And then I also like the Thunder to go ahead and cover the 3 points.
Yeah, that's a good opinion there. It's not a game I'm playing as of yet. If I had to pick a side, it would definitely be a lean for me here. As you guys see, I put out leans on my Twitter. Again, follow us on Twitter. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007, and we are at Hoop Ball Gaming. Follow us for injury reports, news, live betting, and our picks of the day to keep track of how we're doing. That does it for the NBA slate. I'm going to go ahead and give out a little hockey parlay. I'm going to go ahead and just not really dive into all the games. I'm just going to give out a little parlay, two-teamer, Lightning on the road in Los Angeles, -220. And I'm going to parlay that with the if Samsonov starts in goal for Samsonov, whatever, however you pronounce his name, starts in goal for the Capitals. I'm going to go ahead and parlay the Lightning and the Capitals if Samsonov's in there at -155. So let's see who's going to be slated to start. I believe it will be Samsonov. So if he gets a start for the Capitals, I'm going to go ahead and do a little two-teamer with the Capitals and the Lightning.
Well, I might have to tell you on that. I have been using some of your hockey picks lately, and it's been helping me out. So I'm going to throw a couple college games out there. I've got the Stony Brook Seawolves taking on UMass Lowell. Stony Brook is favored by 5. They're going on the road. But they are 13-6-1 against spread, 7-4 against spread on the road. And they are 7-2-1 in their last 10 against the spread. They are a really good defensive team. They're actually 53rd in the country in opponent's field goal percentage. And UMass Lowell is 333rd in field goal attempt rate. And Stony Brook's 57th in turnovers, turning those into points in the country. So a nice, strong, solid defense from Stony Brook, capable offense. They got some upperclassmen in there. So I look for them to cover that spread. And then West Virginia on the road at Texas Tech. Texas Tech right now is 2.5-point favorites, but I like West Virginia to win outright. But even if they don't, they are 7-1 against the spread in their last 8, 6-1 in their last 7 versus Texas Tech specifically. And Texas Tech's struggling a little bit. They fell out of the rankings. They're 4-10 in their last 14 against the spread. And not really performing that great at home right now. Bob Huggins seems to have a good grasp on his team, and they're playing hard. And that press always gives people issues.
Love it, love it. All right, guys. You heard the picks here. I got 2. Devin's got a few. I got a hockey parlay. Remember, if Sassonos playing in there, get in there with the hockey parlay. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. And we are at Hoop Ball Gaming. We are a hoop-ball.com presentation, a Hoop Ball presentation. Once again, we are sponsored by mybookie.ag. Go to the site, check it out. It's fantastic. We all use it. You should too. And use the promo code today to get some extra cash. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for the Wednesday edition of Today in Sports Betting. Once again, let's rebound from last night, all right? Let's rebound. I'm clapping. Hopefully you can hear it. And I got to catch a flight. All right, Devin. We will be back on at some point soon. I'm going to Miami, so I'm going to see if I can get a podcast in. But I'm not sure if I can, so someone might have to pinch hit for me, all right?
Well, we'll figure it out. You have safe travels. Drink some Coronas down in Florida for me. And, enjoy it. Enjoy the palms and the sunshine.
Will do. Thanks, buddy. All right, man. Stay warm out there.
I'll do my best.
All right. Go Chiefs.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.